Chapter 29. Jadak had entered into a Djeric match with the Hologame computer and was pretending to be engrossed in overseeing his bestiary of hollow creatures when first Leia, then Han, and Post left the cockpit for the stern of the ship. Jadak waited until they had disappeared around the curve of the ring corridor, then paused the game, rose from the table, and hurried through the connector to the cockpit. Planting himself into the pilot's chair, he pivoted from side to side, then swung to face the navicomputer. For all the YT-1300 had changed over the decades, the cockpit had undergone the fewest modifications since the days the ship had been known as the Stellar Envoy. Solo, or someone before him, had added an additional pair of chairs, and the instrument panel boasted a bewildering array of retrofitted toggles and levers, reflecting the changes made to the stock propulsion, guidance, and sensor systems. Then there were the controls for the quad lasers and ground buzzer repeater. Otherwise, the cockpit was much as Jadak remembered it, and just sitting in the chair was enough to transport him back in time. He half expected to turn and find Ree sitting in the co-pilot's chair, complaining about one thing or another. Jadak studied the navicomputer, which still retained its original alloy faceplate with the name Rubicon in raised letters across the top. Spots of rust had formed around the bolts that fastened it to the bulkhead, but the keyboard was relatively new. Jadak gazed at the raised letters. "Rubicon," he said softly. Digging into his pocket, he pulled out a scrap of flimsy, on which were scrawled some of his attempts at deciphering the mnemonic phrase Senator Dacine had had him memorize. He gazed again at the navicomputer, then studied the handwritten phrase. His forefinger moved across the flimsy. "R-U-B-I-C." His heart began to race. He stared at the flimsy. "Restore," he said quietly. His finger moved over the letters. "R-E-S." He stopped. "Reset? Reset? Rubicon." He looked from the flimsy to the navicomputer and back again. "Reset Rubicon to..." Some of the keyboard tabs were marked with numbers and letters. Had the mnemonic phrase been designed to remind the bearer to reset the Rubicon to the numbers represented by the 9 letters that made up the final 2 words? If so, did the numbers represent time-space coordinates, or was the numerical sequence itself a cipher? In either case, he didn't expect the Falcon to respond, much less alter course, not while traveling through hyperspace, but it was possible that the navicomputer would furnish him with the name or the star map coordinates of the treasure world. If at least that much happened, Jadak would have no further use for the Falcon. The Solos could drop him and Post it to T'Prawa and be on their merry way to Nar Shadda, or wherever else. And he and Post could begin to figure out how to raise enough credits to finance an expedition to the treasure world. Centering himself over the keyboard, Jadak hit the reset button and used both his forefingers to enter the 9-digit code. The navicomputer chimed in response, but neither a name nor coordinates appeared in the display screen. Instead, he heard a pained cry issue from elsewhere in the ship. Anyone observing Han as he whirled and high-stepped his way through the Falcon's port ring corridor might have assumed that he was executing a rather sloppy interpretation of the Sikorian jig, which had enjoyed a brief revival in popularity on Corellia in the years after the Battle of Yavin. But in fact, Han was attempting to yank from his trousers pocket the archaic transponder Alana had discovered weeks earlier, which was just now needling his upper thigh with a series of painful electric shocks. Bouncing the device in his cupped hand when he finally managed to withdraw it, he was on the verge of smashing it underfoot when it suddenly calmed down. By then, Jadak had hurried from the cockpit and was standing in the center of the main hold when Han and Post appeared from one side and Leia, Alana, and the protocol droid appeared from the other, none of them looking very happy.
"Griffing thing went off in my pants!" Han shouted.
Leia gestured. "Maybe Mag, or whatever his real name is, can explain." Jadak heard a sound he had thought he would never hear again, the snap hiss of a lightsaber being activated. And all at once, he and Post were being forced back toward the hologame table's arc of acceleration couch. "Down," Leia said. "Both of you." Post sat, and Jadak followed suit.